Brennan with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the Iraqi government moves to retake Anbar province from the Islamic State. State television announced the beginning of the operation, which comes less than 2 weeks after the Islamist fighters seized the provincial capital Ramadi. As Edward Uranian reports, a spokesman for Shiite volunteer militias tells journalists his forces have surrounded Ramadi from three sides.
Iraqi media report shelling and minor clashes between government allied forces and Islamic State militants along the outskirts of Ramadi. Al Arabiya TV indicated Iraqi military forces and Shiite volunteer militiamen had retaken part of Anbar University near the city. Meanwhile, Iran's defense minister says Tehran would send its own troops to do battle in Iraq if Islamic State militants come to a point 20 kilometers from the Iranian border. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Hundreds of Russian warplanes and thousands of troops began a major military exercise Tuesday, coinciding with Arctic maneuvers by NATO forces. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said Russia has committed 12,000 troops and up to 250 military jets and hundreds of other weapons to this week's tactical exercises. China said Tuesday it will continue expanding its military reach beyond its borders, including in disputed areas at sea. But the government insists it does not want a confrontation with any of its neighbors. Police in Kenya say one police officer was killed and several wounded when suspected Al-Shabaab militants attacked police patrols near the border with Somalia. Officials say the attack began late Monday. This is VOA News. The U.S.